did need a laptop today for protection. Still got three microphones off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
A bit closer to your chin, and you can move just a bit down so it's not right in front of your mouth. That's good. Okay, looks good. Okay.
I'll take notes this one.
What?
I'll take notes this
okay.
one. Actually, this first thing I just sort of did a really sort of brief version of what we have to do.
Interesting start of the meeting.
Yes. Yes. Actually, for that, I was just copying the one straight out of the other document, so it's all kind of accurate. Okay, yeah. I see that's fine.
Are you seeing it?
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
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 Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure if we need the outline of the prototype. I mean, what we're going to put into that.
Well, just sort of. Well, the thing is, yeah, we're going to be touching on all that during the other part. For
yeah, because I mean, that's
basically
what we're doing
all
here,
this,
isn't
yeah.
it? The whole.
Yeah. Well, it's just something that he had mentioned in the previous. Like, just to sort of have a prototype together and sort of saying that, you know, we could potentially do that.
Yeah, we could.
It's not something that.
This could be just some. Just describe some screenshots or something.
Yeah, sure. Like the thing is, I was thinking, even in the stuff that I was doing, I mean, just throw the screenshots in there when you talk about what you're doing.
Yeah, can you do that? We can just ignore that.
Play.
We
oh, yes. Yeah, oh, actually, yeah, I had that at the very end screenshot, but that didn't show up on this page. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, it says screenshot there. And stuff,
yeah.
You can have screenshots by the thing, each one, or have just a bunch of screenshots.
Anyways, so yeah, it's just a very general structure. I guess from this we can just pop in our little blurbs and
yeah. I've written the topic segmentation.
Right? Cool. So I don't know if there's other stuff that you think should be done to this, I could do that before I meet with you guys. Otherwise. Yeah. Did someone else wanna throw it together? Actually I can probably still throw it together if you want. Put your parts into this one.
I think Pernilla should do it.
Perfectionist.
Yes.
Right. Let's just cut out the middle man.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to get a tennis you're going wrong anyway.
And I'm being like,
I'm ready to
speak of English, I guess. Yeah, well, I mean, it's up to you if you want to keep going with that. I'm happy to do some as well. I have lots of time tonight. And then I'll send it to you. You can do the final revision.
Yeah,
I'll look at it like when my usual working hours are like from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock or something. So I know you're always online.
Like,
it always makes me feel bad because when I go to bed at like 1, you're still online. You never go to bed.
It's
just leave your computer on, maybe.
Yeah,
you
pretend. Always busy.
Yeah,
right.
Actually, no.
So maybe.
But I'm never online in the morning, so.
Yeah.
I noticed that. No one is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
so.
Okay, so I'll send it off to you, and I'll.
Yeah, be with you. Want to be with it first,
okay.
And then I'll.
Sabotage it.
Yeah. And I'll send it out to you again.
Was there anything else we wanted to add to the timeline? I mean, essentially, was what.
Yeah.
You can't see it, you know, but like, here's the old one.
Oh, there's more.
Well, that's
oh,
the original.
Oh, this is the one that. Okay.
Yeah, it's just copied straight up.
Probably want to think about if we want to change our goals and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think one thing that we could probably skip totally is the removing things from the audio file.
That's what I thought as well. I mean,
are we
actually going to attempt that?
No.
I don't think so.
That's too big.
Yeah.
I
think that's going to be. We don't even know how to approach that at the moment.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to have to say what we could have done if we had more time. Good future work things and stick in the conclusion.
Yeah.
It's final reports. Should have we had more time?
Yeah.
That's right.
Unless we discover some sort of time warp thing.
Yeah, but that's definitely one thing.
So maybe, I mean, we should definitely, well, we could probably not put it under this heading, but put it under changes since the initial specification.
Yeah.
And say, we decided
the
time is too short.
Or we felt there were more important things to do about
something.
Yeah,
something like that.
To worry about.
We prefer to concentrate on the main. And I think we should probably comment explicitly on the milestones here as well and say we managed to do
this.
Or
some of them
were
a bit later or something.
That should have a section.
We haven't
developed
a
prototype, could we?
Yeah.
That's far on target or something.
Yeah.
More or less,
yeah.
Plus or minus 3 days.
It doesn't have to know exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's not finished, but.
So I've only got 6 days to do the topic segment.
Jesus. You don't have any SPNLP assignments, do you?
And you can say, we're still aiming for the development to be complete in March, right?
Speaking character, is this supposed to be done already?
Oh, really?
Yeah, 2 days ago.
For one of those, something that you want to change and delete from our list of expectations?
Give me a week and I'll tell you the answer to that.
Should we put a hint that something like that might happen into the document?
Maybe the speaker characterization might get slimmer.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. I really want to do it.
It's
not going to be difficult. If at least have all the information pop up that is already in the metadata file.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be
work. Yeah, sure.
So it's definitely going to be something there.
Yeah,
okay.
We won't make it disappear, but we might thin it down a bit.
Yeah.
But we might not, you know,
we might turn out even thought.
Atomic segmentation with LC-seg and textiles.
Tuned.
Search the parameter space, man. See what
happens.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Sounds good.
We should probably
do another responsibility of packages as well. That's what he hinted that we should also indicate who's responsible for what from now on.
Well, I could probably just copy that strip of the other one as well.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
That's essentially the same as it was. Mm. More detail, specifically.
Well, you could put,
should we, you think, Mike, what are things?
Split those apart?
Yeah.
I think
so.
You
have
the recorded
and you have the other, but what about them?
What if we're skipping the audio one, then that makes that easier.
We just keep it together on the the paper.
Have you taken any more of a look at it? Have you taken any more of a look at it?
Not
the dispenses.
Okay.
We could probably. We don't have a lot of time to look at that before.
Yeah,
We could
it
just
might
make
be,
it up.
yeah.
So
Like I'll claim one, you claim the other for the search things, and then we could leave that one as a joint one.
Yeah.
Have you managed any further on the search thing?
I found finally today something that I can build it in, and it I should have something for tomorrow. I should have, you know, at least very least have a GUI and a wire. I'll be wiring that in hopefully tomorrow morning. So I wanna get something. I wanna see this. I wanna get it together. I have an image in my mind. I just wanna see it on the thing and then get a nice screenshot.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, my intent is to work on these things tomorrow a bit more as well. So I don't know. Send it in the afternoon.
Well,
maybe I can add a few sentences to what I'm done.
It doesn't really matter. I mean, you can write the sentences first as well. I mean, with the intention that sometimes it's a bit of a motivating factor too. I mean, you write down the words and the ideas and say, oh, okay, I'll do this then.
How about the underlying data for it? For the inverted file? How's that coming along?
Well, I still like struggling with Java stuff. I think I was wondering about that is I haven't looked at it so much, but if in case now how you could do the like from the extract words that you did, like also in extract timestamps and
easy,
stuff,
yeah.
So
just
is it?
Yeah, well, just when he pulls up the segments.
Yeah.
Part of that, one of the attributes, you do get attributes, you call them a method get attributes, it returns a list of attributes, search through those, and then just you can, that'll tell you what attributes it's got.
Okay.
And then you can either do it automatically, or you can just hard code and say, look, get me the timestamps. So you just say, get attribute and put, I think the method's called get attribute, and it's called start time and end time.
Okay.
And that'll tell you the start times and end times.
Okay.
I think it returns a double.
Okay. And then I could just put it in some.
Yeah, that's on the non-write element.
What on
the object is a non-write element, I think.
Okay.
So is there have you made another M browser? Is there something that
There is, but I haven't made a lot of changes to it, so I might just delete what I've done and copy it in from yours, because I'm sure you've probably made some changes already.
No, since you looked at it.
No, since Friday. No. Okay.
But
I thought you said
tonight,
okay. All right. I see. Okay. I thought you said that you had written some things that maybe have caused some bugs and that you were gonna fix those on the weekend or something.
No.
No. Okay. All of their stuff out there that actually I'm gonna try and minimize the amount of changes I make to M browser anyways. Shouldn't be an issue. Actually, just to clarify, last week when we were talking about our search results, like if we have topics as well as transcripts as well as summaries, do we want separate result panes for each of those, or do we want them all in one pane with like an icon or a different color or something to indicate what type of result they are, so that when they click on that, it's gonna go to the relevant thing. Like just if they check all three, say topics, summary, blah, 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 have three different windows come up, or three like sub.
Well, at
sub
the moment,
panes,
is there at the moment is there a window that comes up, or is there a second result pane, or is there does the window get larger?
I thought what we started to discuss last week was to have it so on the same window, so beyond the search window, bottom half of the search window. I don't know if we still want to keep it that way, but that's what it was going to be working on. So it's just like you click those and it just loads up, splits that thing into two or three or whatever it is, one, two, three, depending on which ones you check. And then, so if we want to do it that way, like it probably doesn't matter too much. Just trying to think if there's going to be any other issues down the road.
You confuse me. Do you have three separate windows for the three separate different types of
results? No, just panes, just result panes.
Okay, not three different.
No.
Okay.
So it's just when we click, topics and summaries for what we want to search, then there'll be two result panes.
Yeah.
So for
or tabs
topics,
or
one for I don't know, not really tabs.
Yeah, I quite like the idea of tabs.
But then you can't see all of them at the same time.
But
and
you
it's
wouldn't
just like
want to compare the result, the topic, one topic result with one summary result.
Well, it's, no, but the thing is, if you're looking, if you check them both, you
actually
see all the results.
Yeah.
Especially
if you get results for the same meeting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so the summary and the topic and the transcript.
Yeah, that's true.
So, or we could just put them all into one result pane.
Yeah.
On the same window.
I mean, we could order them by meeting, for example.
Mm. Oh yeah, I guess that's the other thing, whether we want
to
have this
order.
Reorder by
yeah, well, I mean,
like,
if,
well, that's
you know, that's you, in
it's
the second step, the first question is, do we
yeah.
want to order them? How do we want to order them in the first place?
Yeah. I think, yeah, probably by meeting makes more sense. I mean,
yeah.
essentially they're temp, you know, in time order, so that kind of makes more sense.
Yeah, maybe we should do that.
Be an easy no. I don't know. It should be fairly easy, I guess.
Yeah, why don't you just color code those?
Yeah.
The results to
thinking sometimes in a case like that, like a run across in other languages, just that it's hard to tell what kind of object it was originally once it's put into like a list box or something. It's hard to tell whether it was a transcript or whatever, and then if we're highlighting something in the transcript window, it may be difficult to get that information back once it's just in a list box, an item in a list box. So that's
no, but if you
where's it coming from?
If you do it straight from, you know, you get the result and then there's some if statement saying straight on the rock bottom level saying if you found a segment, then coloring, printing,
right.
Maybe or whatever.
Yeah.
As opposed to.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like from past experience. There's goofy little things that happen and just to let you say certain things, and it's just kind of trying to do a different kind of to go to a different window. So if you want to go to the actual highlight the transcript.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, that's sort of where it starts getting a little bit tricky because you're
yeah,
working
exactly.
with an event handler within the one panel or in this box or whatever it is. And,
I see, yeah.
So, there are ways around it, but whether I'll be able to figure something out like
actions.
That so before tomorrow, or delegates. Or
yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, at the moment it works with highlighting in the transcript window, doesn't
right.
it? So.
I think he was saying that as long as we implement that interface, it should work with anything that we do, like highlighting. You know. I think that was who was saying that.
What do you mean it should work with anything?
Wasn't Jonathan saying something like that? I think it was just like as long as we implement one of these interfaces for this particular type of window, we should be able to have that highlighting happen.
Mm-hmm.
Things.
Yeah, I mean the whole. What fills the transcription box and all of these boxes is a special sort of pane made by Knight.
Okay.
I'm not sure what it's called now. I don't know what it's called. And that comes with a whole load of highlighting extras as well.
Okay.
As I said,
okay.
you know, if you left click on something, for example, it highlights automatically.
Okay.
So maybe it comes with something
okay, maybe
clever
should,
as well.
Maybe I should use that as well.
It's called a non-text pane.
No, I'm sure it's not painted. No. I don't know.
Text
layer.
Text,
yeah,
it's
a non-text layer.
Mostly it's called non.
Yeah, why,
oh,
what's
why?
Non anyway?
Knight object model.
Okay.
Thing.
What?
Knight object model, I think. That's what they need to be.
Okay.
The removing the disfluencies, have you done anything with that yet? Because I was wondering how we're going to write it back to HTML, I mean XML, if we did the processing, writing it back to XML.
I thought we were just going to have that as words, like not as XML, just sort of
as a blob of text.
What was that?
Text file.
Well, transcript. You said, oh, no, transcript. No, because then we need all the other data if we want to keep it in transcript.
It will very much limit what you can do with it if it's not in XML.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
There is some bizarre method that puts things back into XML
form. Why do we want it in XML though? I mean, I thought we just selectively write the XML that we've got. So as opposed to
Select what we want, just take bits of the XML, take certain segments.
Only print out certain segments, the segments that we want, just selectively. At the moment it prints out all of them.
Yeah,
we'll
just
put an if loop in it.
Yeah,
that leaves out some of the print segments. Not store it at all whatsoever.
Okay. That
that's just this way, I think we
says something different there, that's what.
That's sort of what we were thinking before.
They're written to
actually, but this makes more sense.
But that will mean that you can only do things on, because you can do things on word level. So yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, if we're going to do the XML, then fine.
We're not going to do much more than just look at the room, like the text for removal disfluencies, because we're not going to search it and we're not going to like listen to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Since we're not doing the audio thing.
Yeah.
So I guess just displaying it is
it's
right.
Text.
But
you don't really need to do much more with it.
No.
Yeah, that's right.
But I think it's like, well, how would we display them? Like, if we do take disfluencies out and just, create a text file, take the disfluency out of the text file.
It would just be a blur, like a summary. It won't look like, it won't say speaker X says this, speaker Y says that, speaker Z says this.
Unless we extract that out of the file and we create the text file.
Yeah, and then it will look ugly probably because it will look just black and white.
That's true.
Unless you want to start
it's
cutting.
Probably best to do, as you said. Like,
I don't think it's going to take long to produce anyway. It's just another. I mean, these meetings are not endlessly long. It's just words, and to print all of them out selectively.
It doesn't look fine.
Yeah.
So then it just goes through and says if this word equals that, then print.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of if statements.
You could nearly do it together with the transcription, with the original transcription, have them run parallel. So if certain, if it's a proper word, print it on both panes, and if it's not a proper word, then print it only on one. But I mean, that's fancy, but.
Yeah, you probably could actually. That's probably not more difficult. You just think, fatten the code out a bit.
Yeah.
Really
but then, the good way of doing it not together is that if someone doesn't want to look at the chop file, then you don't ever have to produce it. But I mean, you can write something like we'll try and do it on the fly and observe if it's going to take too long. If it's going to take too long, I'll think about writing it to a file.
It's just be if statements
I was just thinking of something you could probably even use like XSLT to kind of just transform it and flip it into.
What's that?
Just transforms style sheet XML.
Oh, right.
Style sheet. And then it's kind of like there's usually things built in to, well, it should be built into Java and process XML. Like it just creates whatever file it's going to be in. It's been a couple of years since I looked at anything like this. But that might even be easier. And then that way we could even pre-process that beforehand. I don't know. We don't want to have to do that, right?
Java, even trying to read it in XML with Java was a couple of days enough.
Uh-huh.
I gave up doing that before.
Oh, really?
Devolved back to Knight stuff because it was much easier.
Yeah.
So if we can do it with Knight stuff, do it with Knight Java, trying to do it, it was just so complicated. It was ridiculous. I couldn't believe it. You have to start defining object models like we've not
okay.
Think of getting
serious.
All bizarre things like that.
Actually, I was thinking I might try and talk to, was it Jonathan and Gene? Like just to see what system they use to develop this stuff. Because it would be nice to have all the tools there and just like have the object model and just kind of like plug and play with everything and just to actually use a system, at a higher level rather than kind of playing around with a little bit of code and modifying. Nice to just sort of see what they're doing. So I'm going to try and contact them, see if there's any other get things, I don't know, moving at a higher level, I guess. Seems to be more interesting to use it as a real developer would. It just seems like a little tinkering here and there, just adding a couple things.
That's what programming's all about, I'm afraid.
No, it shouldn't be. It should be higher level, it should be conceptual and, you know, coming up with the brilliant ideas and then just, you know, bringing those to reality.
Yeah, maybe that's the high end. Well, I mean, yeah, why don't you put both of those ideas into that paragraph and say you'll have a look at both or something, if you want to do it. I personally don't want to mess with writing files or anything at the moment. I want to do it superficially.
Like the thing that I was thinking there as well is that once it's done for, you know, one meeting, it's done.
Yeah.
It's there, it's a file, text file or XML. I don't know. It doesn't make any difference really either way to me. It's like, if it's fast enough on the fly, then sure. That's about the only issue I have with on the fly, whether it's fast enough.
Yeah.
Especially with Java and it's like, if it's loading the file and doing this processing.
Well, it has already loaded anyway.
Yeah, it's after it's loaded. It's just a for loop really. It's really fun.
Yeah.
Whether it runs out of memory.
Yeah.
So should we all write a letter or two about future work as well?
Yeah, I included the future work in my own section, but
okay.
I just said I said what I've done so far and what I'm going to do.
Yeah, well maybe.
And some
some
issues.
Right.
Maybe
yeah, like into each.
It's what we've done already, and then
lose a bit of continuity if you do that. Though, that's what I was thinking. Sometimes it's easier to have the topic in its own intersections, you know what I mean? So you talk about two characters and three characters.
I think that does make sense, but maybe at the end, maybe just a point form of, you know, things that we're still
maybe
working on. Things
goals
like,
or
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah,
bullet,
that's right.
Bullet,
yeah.
Bullet points. Yeah, because if you have a discursive thing here and then another discursive thing there,
yeah,
if
yeah,
they're not together, you lose a lot of them.
So we're all still writing out somebody's sending them to you, you send it on
or
to
or me. She'll just take she can take it from now. Doesn't matter. Or
how
do you want to or no?
What?
Yeah. Okay, I can yeah sure if you want someone to that's fine.
I don't know. Doesn't
yeah, okay. Actually, actually that's a good idea. I'll take
like
one quick look over, try and get it as good as I think that way.
Yeah.
You stick it together, she'll shine it.
Yeah. And then send it on to us so that we can
nod.
And correct back any like things that I thought was wrong in English or whatever. Like no.
So we're changing dialogue back.
Okay.
Sounds
good.
Yeah.
I haven't used my pen.
But
I wrote was like four lines. Yeah, 12:30 tomorrow with
Oh, like
student talk awards.